David, your reaction to today's 1-0 narrow, undeserved defeat here in Dundee?
Straight after a game, sometimes it's hard to work out, hard to sum up how we probably haven't won the game, but you know, football can be funny like that. We had enough chances in the first half, we had two or three good opportunities in the second half, and if you don't take your chances, you don't score goals, you end up getting knocked out of cup competitions. Thankfully, if I'm being honest, we're knocked out of this competition and not one of the domestic competitions, which are a wee bit more important. I thought the lads worked the socks off today, and some of their play, some of their quality going forward, apart from that final little final third pass and finish, just was lacking a bit today, which was obviously disappointing.
Cruel, cruel way to win any game, isn't it? Last kick of the game, cruel.
It can be cruel, it can be a good way. Linfield as a club have prided themselves of last gasp winners over a number of years, long before I've been a manager here. So sometimes you've got to take it. I take that one on the chin tonight, and so we've got a huge game now next week against Coleraine. The pleasing thing is people like Andy Waterworth got another 70-75 minutes. In an ideal world, I would have liked to maybe keep him on for the last 10 minutes and extra time possibly, but speaking to Terry says between 65, you know, next week's an important game for us. We've got to make sure that the people like Andy, the Stafford's coming back in, the Hawkeyes, you know, these lads have played a lot of games, and we need to keep them fresh for next week, because it's going to be a huge game next week.
You and the players must be really frustrated that that goal just wouldn't come for us today.
Yeah, no, disappointed. You know, the players in there have given me... It's been a long day, to be honest. We played on Tuesday night down at Ballinmullard. Another long trip. I think our fifth or sixth away game in the spin. So we've one more next week away to Coleraine. And, you know, my gratitude and thanks to the supporters who made it today. You know, they came out and supported the players in the way that they did. And so I was disappointed for the majority of them going home tonight.
Great experience for the players to come to a place like this, something different where they wouldn't have played before, isn't it? It's a great occasion.
It's good if we had a one, you know. It would have been a nice one to tick off, and say the players are huge, as am I, you know, but you know, if you look at positives, I'm immensely proud to you know, the way the players went about the game today, and say sometimes in football you get it, but I thought without sounding snobby or arrogant, I thought the best team lost today.
No doubt about that, and obviously you say Coleraine next week is massive. You know, I think they've won 7 or 8 and drawn the other one.
Yeah.
And they're a few points ahead, so
massive game. Our record of Coleraine over the last obviously we lost at home to them last year, we drew at home. But our record down there, we drew on our record's good down there. One thing we can guarantee, and I'm under no illusion that it's going to be a difficult game. They're right in the crest of a wave at the minute. They've got a lot of points on the board at the minute. They're full of confidence. They've got bright, young, energetic players. And we've seen it sort of at the back end of last year. When you do keep winning games, sometimes the next one can't come quick enough. Hopefully with their little break this week, we can go down there. We'll have everybody fit and ready to go, and be a massive test for us.
It's great that we have a week recovery time now ahead of that massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it gave me the opportunity to play a lot of the players who I said before, have played a lot of minutes this season. But looking forward to the game next week. I say it's, whether it's a classic or not, I don't know, but it's important we go down there and we get a result. We're big, strong, athletic ourselves. Hopefully next week we take the chances that we missed today and put them in the net down at Showgrounds next week.
And as you say, it's 5 out of 6 away games, so that'll be the 6th one. It's testing the loyalty and the pockets of the supporters, isn't it? But we really need them next week.
No, we certainly do. And you know, my experiences of going down to Coleraine and Linfield over the past number of seasons has been nothing but immense pride of the supporters, of the turnout, of the the getting behind the players. And say we go down there positive, and we hope that the supporters can go down, get right behind the players again, give the players a lift, give me a lift, and we get back on to winning mentality again.
Hard luck, David. An undeserved victory. Sometimes you don't get what you deserve, and I think today was one of those days.
Yep. Cheers.